Hey everyone, it's Emily Fang, your host for the Female Asian Lead podcast. I had a conversation with a friend earlier who just became a new manager, and we both agreed that the world doesn't really prepare us to become new managers. It was a lot of reading, listening to podcasts, and talking to different types of people. And sometimes it was just easier to be told what to do rather than telling other people what to do. We both agree that being an individual contributor or being managed by someone else is a lot easier than managing an actual team. So we went back and forth discussing this and talking about ways that we became better leaders and managers from the beginning until now. And a lot of it was small things that we had to work upon ourselves to include others. Because being a great leader means you don't only think about yourself, but you're thinking of others. So there are three important leadership skills that we decided we should be recognizing and we should address. Number one is practicing these small habits over and over again in application. Number two is taking more responsibility. Number three is learning empathy and active listening. I do want to preface this by saying leading means you take charge of a situation and you handle it, guiding it in a way that serves everyone. Leading doesn't mean you need an executive title at a company. The characteristics of being a good leader can transcend to really multiple parts of your life. Whether it's planning a birthday event, becoming a new mother and having to run the household, taking initiative to start something new, and also just learning how to communicate more effectively. So with these three small tweaks, we're hoping that we can make you good to great and it will help you to lead better. So, whether you're in the beginning stages of your career, or you're an individual contributor, or a new manager, these are the small things you can do to become a better leader. Or for whatever reason you're curious in becoming a better leader, I hope this podcast will help you improve in the ways you desire. So number one, leadership is really a habit that requires a lot of practice. To be a leader, it requires practice over again and again. A lot of it is small repetitive steps and having it become trained, almost like a muscle. So my previous manager and mentor actually mentioned that he would look at what he respected from his previous managers. And he basically replicated that into his philosophies. I remember he would allow his reports to always have a chance to talk about what they were working on, to give an opinion, and he gave them the space and the platform to talk. And it was always so collaborative. Those are really one of the things that I felt like I appreciated from him, because sometimes I felt like I had all these great ideas, but I was just too shy to say it. And he would always ask, "Well, Emily, what do you think?" Or he would ask everyone else, "If anyone has any ideas or just want to throw them out here, now is a good time." And at the end, he would always wrap up the statement and make it very clear on what he was talking about and allow us to discuss for clarity. And this was something that he would do at every meeting consistently. He would also give a brief summary of everything that we discussed at the end of the meeting and then ask for questions for clarity. "Does anyone have any questions? My door is always open." That's what he would always say. The second thing that you could consider doing is taking responsibility in ways that give you the space to be more innovative, to delegate and practice leading. That might be volunteering to organize a family get-together, or to rally the friends for a reunion, or implementing structure in a household. A lot of the great leaders I've seen have always been really great at initiating new projects or ideas and having the energy to rally up a group to work together and do something. One piece of advice I would like to give to others is, if you really want to learn how to be a better leader, you can learn how to plan an event and organize an event. And you might ask, "That's strange. Why would I ever want to plan an event?" Well, in a way, this is a project that you would be initiating and that you would be owning. It's a very simple thing, but planning an event is not as easy as it sounds. You have a lot of stakeholders, you have a lot of responsibility, you might have a budget, you might have a timeline. You're really learning to manage expectations, and you're learning to delegate. You're learning to plan on a deadline and being the voice of reason and leadership when you're pulling an event together. So I highly recommend that if you want responsibility or you just want to try responsibility, I would recommend planning an event and leading it. For example, when I first came to Singapore, I wasn't sure how to make new friends. And I was on meetup.com looking for a group that I can join to meet new people. And I found one called Young Millennials of Singapore. There were 8 admins of the team, but there were no events being planned. And I thought that was very strange. So I reached out and I asked, "Hey, are you planning any events? Because I need friends." Okay, not exactly in those words, but I basically just said, "Are you planning any hiking events?" And one of them got back to me and told me, "Hey, we're not, but if you'd like to be an admin and you want to plan an event, I can make you an admin as well." And I remember thinking, that's a lot of responsibility, but I guess why not? I didn't know anyone in the country and I just wanted some sort of way to make new friends. And so I pulled together a hiking event and organized a hiking trip for 20 people I've never met in my entire life. And I suddenly had to lead them to a hiking trail I've never been in Singapore. And I'm not gonna lie, it was quite daunting because I was afraid of being judged. I was afraid of messing up. I was afraid of putting them down the wrong path during the hiking trip. But it taught me something. And it was really about how to manage people's expectations and how to lead a group of people and get them to point A to point B. Now you might think this is something really easy to do, but it really wasn't. A lot of them had questions about the directions, the parking lot, what time we were meeting, what to bring, certain things like that. And in a way, it made me realize how hard leading something could be. And it also taught me what were the things that I should notice and address when planning or leading an event. So I do recommend if you want to practice small ways to be a lead, take responsibility in ways that really give you the space to practice it. The last one I would say is learning to be empathetic. So I'm not sure what you think, but sometimes I think having EQ is really important, almost more important than having high IQ. A lot of the best leaders have empathy. They have strong EQ, and they know what it's like to put themselves in the shoes of others. Cognitive compassion is really a vital leadership skill. To be sympathetic and empathetic are two very different things. Being sympathetic is showing concern for someone else and saying, "I care about your suffering." Being empathetic is putting yourself in his or her shoes and saying, "I feel your suffering." You move yourself into an angle or a lens to better understand what the person is feeling. You move yourself into an angle or lens to better understand what the other person is feeling and maybe better understand some of the motivating factors of why they are the way that they are. Empathy is something that needs to be learned, and it's not something that we just suddenly wake up with. So, to recap, 1, leadership is a habit that requires practice. Treat it as a muscle and practice again and again. Use small ways to incorporate into your life. 2, take responsibility in ways that give you the space to be more innovative and to be able to practice leading. 3, learn how to be more empathetic. So these are all traits and practices that you can pick up and implement, not only in your work life, but in your personal life. While these traits won't guarantee you a spot as a VP, it will guarantee you to become more aware and conscious of how you come across, as well as how you present yourself. I hope you found this episode helpful, and it's just a gentle reminder that these are small things you can do to lead better. If you ever want to leave a message or you just want me to focus on a specific topic, drop me a message on my Anchor page. Until then, see you next week.